Villa Breakfast.
I got a text!
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.
Welcome to the pod. Welcome to Villa Breakfast. Megan Ariga Byrne and Jesse Marr. Woo!
Hello. Thank you so much for having
and
us.
And also, Megan gives out to me every week because I don't say I'm Amy.
Yes, she is Amy.
You need to say your name.
You need to introduce
yourself. Yeah, because people won't know who you are. They might forget.
Fair enough. Okay, first time on the pod, but avid listener.
Mm-hmm.
And big fan of Love Island itself.
Yeah, well, I have to say the whole reason that I'm watching Love Island is so I could listen to this podcast. So, and now I'm so sucked in. I was like, Amy, I need to be on the podcast because I really want to discuss. Because every conversation you were having, I was like, but I want to have my input here. But I have to say the last few days are difficult because we've been watching Love Island together, but we're not allowed to discuss it after.
We were like, don't. Yeah. Save it for the podcast.
Save it for the pod. Lads, I watch it every night with my mom. Like, you should have her in next. Like, she's watched it religiously. She's watched it more religiously than me.
Really?
Yeah, she loves
Your mom is really cool as well. I think she'd be gassed.
She loves Love Island.
Get her in here.
What's her name?
Bernie.
Bernie. Shout out to Bernie.
Oh, go on, Bernie girl.
Okay, well, we do like an overall view from the last podcast. So last Thursday, there was a game.
Yes. The tea and receipts, isn't
yes.
it?
So what was your thoughts on the game?
Oh, the game. It was all about Jasmine and Lorenzo.
Yes.
Remember that one that came out being like they're having an affair in broad daylight.
Yeah.
And like that's when kind of shit hit the fan really in the villa. Like I thought the game was good and I thought it was needed to kind of move things along because the two of them were just basically like just constantly having conversations with each other, not with the person they're in a couple with. So I think the villa needed that. So Cav and Yasmin, who are coupled up with Jasmine and
Lorenzo,
could actually see what's going on and get a bit of clarification on that.
And it was.
Yeah, but do we think that there's actually something going on with Jasmine and Lorenzo?
Yeah.
Do you think though?
Yeah, 100%. I don't know. Like she says there was no feelings, but at the same time, like I don't know. I think she could be playing a game.
But she's so upset about Cavan now.
Is she though?
Is she?
But maybe she is as hard as a rock, but I just know, I know we're kind of jumping forward. I would have cried my eyes out, but just to come back to where we were, like I just think the game was good.
It was necessary though, and that was the first time I think in 7 years they said that the viewers got to play that game of like sending in tweets and stuff.
Ah,
so that hadn't
okay.
been done in years.
Really, I just haven't watched it in so long. I didn't know what kind of happens, but I love that they're doing so many games this year.
I think they knew that they had to like bring it back,
stir things up, get people out there kissing and fighting, bringing a bit of drama. I actually can't even remember what else came up in Tea and Receipts. Oh, that one with Fitzy being like. Where it said something about him saying he went exclusive to Charlie. And he was like, I didn't say that.
Yeah, he was like, nah.
Yes, you did.
No, he was joking.
He was. It was in the game. It was that kissing challenge.
Like, I know he was joking, but Lola hasn't seen the way he said it. So he's getting off scot-free, I think.
Oh.
Now, he has. I don't think he's done anything that bad, but he is getting away with murder.
He should have just said it was a joke. Like, it was within the context of a game. Like, I did say a but. Like,
yeah.
He should have been like, I didn't say that.
I didn't say it. And none of the lads like called him up on it. They just let him off.
Like, yeah, go on ahead.
And they're so like that this year. They're just like, go on. Sure, do it. No one's holding anyone accountable for anything.
No, the lads are all like, but you're open. But like, they're not really. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's really,
And then Friday / Sunday, well, we had the preview for Casa.
Oh.
And we lost our minds.
Charlene is in the villa. Oh my god, like I had given up hope. I didn't think she was coming in, and then there was like rumors all week Charlene's coming in, and then next minute you see that teaser Friday night and you're like, yes,
sure,
this
I've
is worth
the
watching.
Number one conspiracy theorist. Like I was like, no, I still believe. I have to believe.
Yeah, I kind of knew. I just had a feeling.
Yeah.
There was too many things like of people being like, she's in the airport. And then she actually was in the airport.
Seemingly she only found out like on Tuesday that she was going in. Like obviously there was conversations being had like in the background in the previous months, but like she didn't know when exactly she was going in. I was just shocked that she was going in as a Casa girl.
Yes.
Like Charlene deserves her own moment as a big bombshell, but I mean she did a great job.
She did really well. She's doing so good.
I think so. And I did think, I was like, she can't be a Casa girl. But someone said, you can't have a load of nobodies or like boring people. So they were like, you need at least one big person. So I was like, okay, she is a big person to draw people into Casa.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Is she
so
big in
true.
The UK though?
No, but like just as in a big personality in general. She's a lovely girl. She's gorgeous. And do you know?
Yeah. And a lot of the time, Casa Amor is dead, isn't it?
It is. So they
and
need.
And like not happy. Like maybe you might have one person switch up, like do a 360 or whatever. But like normally like the people in it are boring.
Yeah, that's it. So they do, I suppose, they do need to bring someone in that is actually going to hopefully turn someone's head. And the lads are saying they were like all trying to manifest her coming in.
That was juicy. Tommy said that on After Sun. Did you see that, Jesse?
No, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he said that they were all like, I don't know, days previously, weeks previously, they were like, Charlene's going to come in for
Tommy her. Said?
They wanted it manifesting for Sean, though.
But how do they know?
Because it's been rumoured for months and months and months, like, you know.
But how did Tommy know Charlene?
It's just rumoured for a long time. So he was just like, oh, I'd say she's going to come in.
And then just nothing happened between the two of them. They just like recognised
his reaction, though. He was like little nervous, like schoolboy.
Not gonna lie, right? I love Lola and Fitzy, and they're really respectful towards each other. But they're boring, and I would love to see Sean and Charlene get together. I would just love a little switch up. I'd love a bit of drama. Like, I just think it's needed.
And I was convinced that was kind of going to happen. I was like, maybe Charlene is going to have the power to turn Sean's head. And like things that he was saying when he entered Casa Amor first, you were just like, oh, he was saying who he liked, who he fancied and things like that. And then Charlene even said it to him, you know, you've been very quiet. I don't feel like you're, you know, yourself, like, so then I was like, maybe, just maybe she'll turn his head. But I think we were saying the same. Charlene's a girl's girl, so she wouldn't want to do that to Lola.
She seems lovely, doesn't she? She just comes across really. Can I drop a ball though?
Yeah.
So basically, do you know in Fitzy's audition video on TikTok?
Yeah.
Like, he's like taking the piss. I don't know if we can say that.
Yeah, you can.
Anyway, do you know he's like taking a joke
like
or whatever?
Twerking and stuff,
yeah, he's twerking. In his audition video, he said, and I know who I'm going for as well. Who was that?
Charlene.
Do you know what I mean?
Did he say Charlene?
Like, did he have...
Well, who else would he know that could potentially be going in? Charlene. Oh, yeah. He wouldn't have known anyone else.
Was she rumoured to be going in at that stage? And then he was like, I know who I'm going for as well.
Since she said she was single, she's been... Like, she's like, I feel like every summer, like, whenever she is single, everyone's like, Charlene's going into Love Island Villa.
Yeah.
Oh, I was, like, slightly rooting for them because... I agree with you. Sean and Lola, while like what they have, it must be lovely and beautiful, and they do get on. It's really sweet to see it. Like, and I don't want to, I'm going to jump the gun a bit, but
all I'm going to throw in here is that people don't really trust it.
People aren't really buying
and Lola
it.
And they think she's boring and they think he's playing a game. And I'm kind of like, is he playing a game? Because would you not, if you fancy Charlene and you're manifesting Charlene, would you not at least give it a go, some sort of a go? And then I think he's playing it very safe. I think he's like, I'll stick with Lola, we'll try and win the thing together,
but
we'll
like
be the OG
that's
couple.
Not gonna get him anywhere. Like, he's not even getting any airtime, you know.
I think people are gonna like, you can't sorry, I'm losing where I'm talking.
That's
now
okay.
You can just edit this out, but you can't win in there because like, if he's not partaking in the games and stuff because he's like looking away during the heart rate challenge and he doesn't want his heart rate to go up, and he's not like, he's not having any of it basically, and people are giving out about that. They're like, oh, he's boring and he's not. But if he was entertaining that, he'd be getting smack over that as well. So like, you actually can't win. Do you know what I mean? Like, people would be like, he's not being respectful, blah, blah, blah. But now he's being too respectful. So I actually don't know what's the right way to go about it.
And on that note, him being respectful in games, the minute he leaves, the minute the girlfriend is away and like out of sight, out of mind, he is partaking in a game like that.
That's why I don't trust it. It's
outrageous.
I think his Casa game performance was iconic.
It was brilliant.
It was. He did. And like, we want to see more of that from Sean in a respectful way. Like, if he was open and whatever, grand. But he did the most like in that. Like, and I just felt my heart sank. Like, me and Amy were like this, sat beside each other. We could not get over.
Mark
like,
covered.
He did the most. You think he's doing one thing, right? Getting the two girls and doing whatever. Then he gets her on the ground. Then he lifts her up. And then he goes in for a full-on three-way kiss. It was just like, what is going on here? Because we haven't seen that side of Sean whatsoever. So it's just mental to see that coming out. And I know many reasons. He probably just wanted to get out of his system. He's competitive when it comes to the games and stuff, but he didn't do it back in the main villa. That's all I say.
I did love it. But now he did go exclusive too early. I think that is,
yeah,
that's his own fault.
And
like
the love bomb. I'm just like, do I buy it all? I don't know.
No, look, I think it could be puppy love. I do think they are into each other and I do think what they have is good, but I don't think they've, like, not that every relationship needs a test, but I think they just dove in way too quick, way too fast. And he's probably realising that now. Okay, wait now. Have I made the right decision?
I just have two little notes on, like, on Casa immediate, like, reaction was that Julia is gas, but is she just a new toy for Lorenzo?
I think their humour is quite similar because he was kind of... Yeah, tapped, but also really dry sense of humor.
Yes,
like, when he was like talking to Yasmin. When he was talking to Yasmin, she just wanted more from him in a more cuddly, like affectionate kind of way. But he would just be like, he wouldn't even look at her. He'd just be like, no, like I don't know.
Yeah,
like, he's really funny. I do like him.
I do like him, and I love Julia. I love her. She is hilarious. She is just so funny. She's so straight up, so blunt. And her and Lorenzo together, like, you can see him smiling. Like, he's actually having a little bit of a laugh now.
I think she intrigues him. Like, he's like, oh, I'm having a bit of crack here. Like,
exactly.
I think he was bored before.
He was. Him and Yasmin didn't like each other.
I've
said it. Yasmin did not like him. And I don't know, this could probably, I don't want to be skipping on too far.
We'll go on to the recoupling now next.
Or what about the photos?
Oh, yes, photos, yeah.
Like, when Yasmin got the photo from Casa Amor, she was jumping around the place with joy.
Yeah.
She was delighted. Now, obviously, she was getting to know Tommy, so, you know, she felt less guilty about what she was doing. But, like, there was not one ounce of sadness in that girl's bone and, in her body. I was like, I said it for ages. She did not like Lorenzo. He wasn't giving her what she wanted in a partner. And she did kind of say that, but I think she was just sticking with him just to be safe and didn't know what else to do and had no other options. But yeah, I just thought her reaction.
I think he gave her the ick in that photo. She was like, he looks like an old man, like Italian man. And then, but I think she was happy she got the ick because then she was like, right, I can crack on now, guilt free.
Yeah, you know? I just thought it was the funniest thing ever. I was like, jumping up with joy that your boy is kissing someone off in Casa.
It was a bizarre reaction. Yeah, if you really were like standing on business that, like,
yeah.
Really,
how long were they like coupled up? Like 2 or 3 weeks? Like not one bit of like, oh my god, I can't believe you do that. Yes,
delighted,
rolling around on the ground.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's delighted.
I mean, fair, like, and yeah, she's delighted. Yeah, sorry.
Did we feel sorry for Jasmin with the picture?
Yes and no. Like, she needs to relax. Like, they went on a break. Also, she was kind of cracking on with Lorenzo.
Yeah.
And she left Cavan feeling like, what is going on? Because, like, you're constantly talking to Lorenzo, what's going on? Like, I feel like there's something going on. And she's like, not, there's not. But then she's continuing to make Cavan uncomfortable by, like, talking to Lorenzo and, like,
she didn't reassure him. Yeah.
No, she didn't reassure
not
him.
Not at all.
She was continuing to do the thing that was making him feel like self-conscious and stuff.
That's it, like, because, like, yeah, I felt sorry for her when she got the photo, 100%, but also a lot of her actions. And I do like Jasmin, but then there's parts of me that I'm like, I don't really trust her connection with Cavan, because, like you were saying, she's not doing anything to reassure Cavan that she doesn't want to be with Lorenzo. She's turning around. I think she's gaslighting him in ways. She's turning around to Cavan and she's saying, I can be friends with boys. I can do this. This is unfair. And continuing to get to know a boy, right? Fair enough if it was our best friend of 10 years. This boy she met 2-3 weeks ago, had a connection with, and your partner is saying that he's basically insecure about the conversations that you're having with him and that there's something going on, and you're turning around and being like, no, I'm allowed to be friends with boys. If you actually cared about him, it should be no problem for you to shut that off with Lorenzo, to be like, actually, do you know what? What I have here with you is worth way more than having chats with Lorenzo every 10 minutes of the day. Like, it's so easy to get rid of something that is affecting your relationship and for you and Cavan to move forward. Like, it's so easy for her to shut it off with Lorenzo.
Yeah, and I think he was really mature as well. Like, he wasn't like having a tantrum. He was like, please, this is really upsetting me.
And I totally agree. And I think any situation, you don't need to have, not that he was her ex or anything, but he can clearly see that they're flirting. She said it was 80-20%. I don't want to know that. Like, and especially when you know that they've liked each other. She should have point blank told Lorenzo, look, you know, we can be friends, but distantly, not as close as we have been, because that's impacting my relationship and it's making Cav feel insecure. Like, she should be doing the most and like trying to make it up to Cav, especially after the challenge.
Yeah, like there's no problem having lad friends, but I think in there it's a different ballgame than on the outside.
Yeah.
Whereas like in there, if you're sitting down with a lad for half an hour talking to him, you're getting to know each other because you're only there a few weeks.
That's
you know
it.
What I mean?
Like it's they don't know like, each other that long. Yeah, it's not like your best friends.
Yeah, it's not like your best friends. You are getting to know each other, and she did admit that they did flirt. So like obviously Cavan is gonna be a bit self conscious and like insecure and that, and she knew that, but she kept doing it. So like I feel like
I felt sorry for him. Like I really like Cavan. I think he's
I think he is so mature for only 21 years of age, like compared to his brother Aidan.
Like, oh, don't get me started.
You know, I do think, and I get what he meant when he was asking for a break, because on the outside world, if there's a lot of tension going on between you and your partner, you or and someone you're seeing, you're able to go home, switch off, turn on the telly, hang out with your friends, whatever. Whereas this is very, very, very intense.
Yeah.
And like I know obviously you don't have a lot of time in there, but still, I understand where he was coming from.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big Cav fans over here.
Yeah, I love a bit of Cavan.
Number one, Cav, go on.
I can't believe he's only 21.
Cavan for the win. Yeah, I know.
That's mad, speaking of Cavan, what do we think of him and Charlene when they first met?
Love it.
I ship it so hard. Yeah. And not just because of what happened with Jasmine. Like, you can just see him in there. And not because I like Charlene either.
Yeah.
He has not stopped smiling.
They're so cute.
It's
they're
given
very
love
sweet.
At first sight. It is.
It is. And when they're kissing, like, you know, normally a kiss on the screen, you're like, get that out of my face. Their kisses look passionate.
I can't
and
watch Simba kiss.
No.
Simba is
I forgot
guy.
All of it. Talk about him. But you know, like, I hate watching them kiss, but when I'm watching Charlene and Cav, I'm like, oh, like love hearts everywhere.
Yeah, literally. We were shouting at the time, like, yes, come on. Yeah. No, I do think they got on really well. And I think that the fact that he was like, I just want to care for you and I just want to mind you, like, I think that just shows the kind of connection that's already like sparked in the initial few days. Whereas Jasmine, I feel, is quite cold.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'd say cold. She's just, I don't know. She's like strong.
Yeah, she's more straight up.
But then she can be lovey-dovey. I don't know, she's kind of hard to read sometimes.
Like, she would eat the head off Cavan, I think. Do you know what I mean? Like, Charlene is more soft and nice. And I think that's what Cavan is
that's
like.
What he
I
wants.
Think she, I think Jasmine is too full on for him.
Yeah, definitely.
I said this to Aoife yesterday. Where is he going? In the long term, they just wouldn't work. I like them together, Jasmine and Cav. But I think, especially with the whole shush, I'm speaking, whatever they said, that really got to him. And I think it reinforced his insecurity of being younger than her and him feeling like, she's telling me what to do. She's older than me. She thinks she's better than me. This kind of thing. And he mightn't think that like at the forefront of his mind, but it's in the back of his mind of like, I'm not going to be bossed around. Like, she's older.
That's
and I'll
so
never,
true.
I'll never have that like... What's the word? Not like superiority.
Not like authority. Like, we won't be on the same level as one another. Yeah. Like, that she just thinks she can tell me what to do.
Yeah.
But I do think Charlene and
Is
Cav
Charlene
are cute
and Jasmine the same age?
Yes.
I think they're both 27.
But, like,
you wouldn't know
the
difference.
I feel like Charlene comes across a bit younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then,
In a nice way.
Yeah.
Like, he comes across older. So
definitely.
I feel like they meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Whereas,
like,
with Jasmine, you could tell the age difference. And. Yeah, like I said, she was just eating him alive, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. But I think these two are just, like, obviously we don't know what's going to happen, but I do think Charlene and Cav are just so cute together. And I just love seeing them smiling
them for the
and
win.
Happy out.
Okay, let's get on to the recoupling. Dun, 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 dun. Were we shocked the new format of how they brought them back when Aidan came back on his
own? I loved it. I was like, no, hardly. He hardly came back.
I was like, this is cruel. This is so, so cruel. Like, you're making me sit here and wait, and then you're going to send him out on his own. So then I have to wait even more hear a bit, a pair of heels come down. I was
and
like,
then
no,
the ad
cruel.
Break. They made him walk out by himself and then cut to an ad.
What the hell is
it's
happening?
So, so, so cruel.
I had a feeling someone was coming behind him just because of who it was. I was like, no, not a chance he's coming back by himself.
Like, there's no way.
There's no one in there for him. Like, him and, what's it, Priya? They were only a friend.
Friendship
even,
couple. Like,
she
no,
said
they
the
weren't
door
even
was closed,
anything.
But there was no latch on it. Like, I just don't think that was ever going to be opening.
No.
And then, so that was Aidan. Ellie broke my little heart at her recoupling.
They both cried.
I start crying now. So they were like,
both cried.
Because of what she was saying, being like, oh, you know, I just know what I have is good and the feelings are so strong. And then when he stood up there and said the exact same things, I was like, No, they're in love. Like, yeah, I was like, this is actually lovely.
I really like them together.
Yeah, I do
I
too.
Think he is lovely. He is. I really
he's
like
a little
his
dote.
He's a dote. He is. He's a pet.
I'm tearing up.
No, they were lovely. To watch.
Mika and Samraj, they stuck with each other and recoupled.
I'm not convinced by them, to be honest.
By who? Who do you not trust?
Mika, I think.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know. I've really, really liked Mika the whole way throughout. She's carried herself so well. She again is only 21, isn't she?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah. She is so mature, like really sure of herself and things. Like, obviously, she sabotaged the situation with Samraj at the start, but now has realized that he's who she wants. But I don't know.
It's just does she like anyone? Do you know what I mean? She's a bit like meh on on anyone that comes in.
I think at this stage, like if you're in there that long and there's no one really there for you, you kind of just have to latch onto someone or you're gone.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, she's probably like, okay, I'm a bit attracted to him. Don't think he's the love of my life, but let's see if we write it out now together.
You see if there's anything there. And they are a stunning couple. Beautiful.
They are stunning.
They're both gorgeous.
Yeah. Now, I'm not really a fan of Samraj in general.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, he really annoyed me at the
beard
start.
Shocked me. I don't know, sorry. That's so random. Beard. But the beard last night shocked me.
When he said to Priya that she was embarrassing, that just
that
ruined
really
it for me.
Turned
he
me
really,
off him.
Yeah.
That was like his true colours.
I think I missed that episode.
Yeah.
That was when she told him to fuck off.
Oh, yeah. And he started twisting the story. Yeah. Yeah, that's
I would also have told him to fuck off.
I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, I don't really have much feelings towards that couple.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I'm the same. Then we had Fitzy and Lola. That I feel like that was very predictable.
It was quite wholesome and stuff. And he was just like,
"It was cute.
F, I'm back." Yeah. It was funny.
Very Irish.
It was funny. But I just think, is he getting like let away too lightly? I don't know, with this whole challenge. If nothing is said, I will be like,
I can't wait for movie night. Movie night will be class.
Roll them tapes.
Yeah, I think there's
that must be coming up
chaos.
Soon. Yeah, it will. Yeah. Because Lola seems to have forgotten all about it when in her little thing being like, I can't wait for him to be back.
Yeah.
To know, she seems to have forgotten. But obviously she doesn't know the ins and outs of the scenario.
When she sees that,
she is gonna.
But I think she'll forgive him after.
Yeah, she's
like
pretty chill to be fair. Like, yeah.
But I did find it funny when they came back and he was like, oh, I was sleeping outside, I was getting bitten alive. And then Mika turned to Samraj and she's like, where were you sleeping? Oh, yeah. I was like, he's hardly out in the day.
He was like, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, all the boys are sharing beds.
I'm sorry, you're together a wet week. Like, why are you sleeping outside for you?
Honestly.
Like, I just thought that was bizarre. And then we had, I thought it was mad that they did Charlene and Cav like so
in
early
the
into the.
Well, it was like the third last.
And then
they had to put someone soft in to then leave it with a bang.
Like, dramatic as well, I suppose.
Well, I do think Simba was the worst one because we kind of knew Cavan was going, but it was like Simba. The last few clips we saw of Simba, he was like, no, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
he was crashing out hard.
Yeah, he was like, no, I'm in the bed with, what's her name? The blonde one.
Oh, Mara.
He was like, I'm in the bed with Mara, but like, I can't do this anymore.
And
like,
I told her I'm not kissing her.
Yeah, he was like, I can't stop thinking about Angelista, blah, blah, blah. Then he brings her back. Like, I was like, yeah, that was.
He knew that he had effed stuff up with Angelista.
Yes.
That if he went back to that main villa, he'd have nobody.
Yeah.
Do you know, I fancied the pants off him when he went in there first.
Like
I genuinely
anymore.
Was like, oh my God, I am obsessed with you. But how he has carried himself is actually
so
disgraceful. And then he'll do something really wrong, piss someone off, they'll go off, storming off, and then he'll be there sighing and hands, like just, he's so expressive. But you're like, you're doing it to yourself. Like, what do you expect here? You're the one that's causing all this drama. For yourself, like trying to string every single girl, and like you can't have
everything.
No one's
making you kiss all these girls.
No, you're doing it yourself. It's your own choice.
Oh, I would not trust him as far as I could throw him.
No,
but I feel
gonna
forgive him. I think like
please. If she forgives him, like
she
just needs to go home.
Like
she's actually
fool, like,
honestly, girl, you've had so many chances now to like sack him off. And
he wants to have his cake and eat it. Like you know, if this was in the real world, okay, let's just put it into the real world. And he's with Angelista. He goes out on a night out.
Yeah.
There's no way is he staying loyal. You can tell by how he behaves and how he moves.
Yeah, he makes me sick now.
So, like, literally, like...
I used to like him.
The only reason he's getting caught out is because all the girls can talk to each other and tell him what's happening. Like, not a fan.
I'm very excited for tonight.
I'm really excited.
I hope they don't all like jump on the hate train for Charlene, because it's not her fault.
No, I hope not, because no. Charlene's such a sweetie, and like I know they're all like, oh, this girl, but they don't know her like personally.
I can't remember after the recoupling from Casa. Do the single people get dumped straight away, or do they keep them in for?
No, the single, all those lads will be gone. The spare lads.
The spares.
The spare lads.
Yeah, and I think they do, they stay for a day or two.
No, they're gone.
No, they're gone immediately.
Unless they've changed the format again.
Who, the Casa lads?
All the Casa people single.
No, but I mean like the originals.
Oh, no, they'll stay.
Oh, they all stay. They all stay, okay. Yeah.
And they have to, because otherwise there'd be no drama.
Yeah, then they'll do some bombshells, dates, that kind of thing, spice it all up.
But I just want to see more of Cavan and Charlene, like just... Leave
yeah,
it on them.
Yeah, I feel like we're not seeing enough.
We did. Yeah. Yes, last night's episode was so strange. Like they got the text and it was like, okay, recoupling. And next minute it was the recoupling.
Yeah, I thought
there
that was
no
bizarre.
Like in-betweeny bits. But they really dragged the arse out of that recoupling.
Yeah, they did.
It was
yeah,
like, come on, get to the point.
Yeah. I thought they're usually in Casa for a little bit longer. They're only there 2 nights. Are they not normally there a bit longer? No.
Well, you see, that was what's
Friday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
But episode
and then
wise.
And Tuesday night.
Okay.
Yeah. Episode wise, there was only like 2 or 3 episodes in Casa, which is bizarre. But I'm surprised like the recoupling didn't cause more of like more drama. Normally they're all screaming at each other. Is my memory wrong?
To be honest, I like Mika, but she was rude last night. Like, don't be screaming across the thing at Charlene.
There's no need for that.
And for once, I agreed with Aiden. Like, there's no need to address it.
Amaya was loving it though.
She was
like, no, Aiden. Let them speak. I was like, oh my God.
Aiden really just...
He's a pest. That's all I just kept
my
him.
Worst nightmare. Like, I actually could not stand him. Like, I can't.
No.
Imagine him coming up. Can I have a kiss?
No. Like, he needs to like back off. Just rein it in. Like, only reason I'm loving him is because he was in Cavan's ear being like, yeah, Charlene, I haven't seen you as happy. Like, the two eat together. Like, I can see this working on the outside. And I was like, yes, Aiden, keep him in there just purely to sit in Cavan's ear.
Sit
in his ear.
Oh, I honestly just sit in Cavan's ear. I just can't stand him.
You know, I from the start, I've been like, oh, he just needs to go. He just, anyone that will have him, he's going for, like, really.
Going forward, what are our hopes and dreams for tonight's episode and moving forward?
I'm just going to put it out there, and I think Charlene and Cavan are going to win it.
I think so too.
I think they have huge potential. Do you think that Jasmine would take Cav back? Because last night, Cavan was like, oh, I was very clear with Charlene how things were with me and Jasmine. Whereas what we were seeing was the two of them kissing all the time.
Yeah, we didn't.
There was
see
no
any of
conversations
that.
About Jasmine. So I'm like, they obviously did. So is he still planning on trying to chat to Jazz?
Yeah, it's hard.
But
to know.
I feel like he'll probably be turned off by how she acted as well.
And
so
I
he'll
think
be like,
she's
oh,
closed.
It was the right decision.
Yeah, yeah.
But she, so, yeah. He did say the door is not fully closed with Jazz. Like, I've made that clear to Charlene. And then she said, by who?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Says who. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
So I want Cav and Charlene for the win. I'd nearly get a flight to the UK so I can vote for them.
I know, so annoying that we can't support her.
I know, so annoying. I think they'll make it to the final. Well, how far are we away from the final?
Like,
I know we're making our
weeks.
Final predictions.
Is it 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think so. Three weeks.
Oh, so we still
weeks.
Have another three.
Else?
Yeah, loads.
Okay. Yasmin and Tommy.
Boring.
Yeah. I think I can see that they are getting on really well and like she's happier, but she's just cuddling up like. She loves a good snuggle. Like.
She just cuddles everyone.
Yeah. She is literally maybe the female version of Aiden. Maybe they should go back together.
No, yeah. I don't
he's,
know.
Nah, maybe not.
Couldn't
maybe
be listening not. To them.
I did think at the start, not to be going backtracking here, but I did think Aiden and Ellie were a good match.
He's obsessed with her.
Yeah. Loves Ellie. He mentioned her again the other day, didn't he?
But his own fault. He fucked that, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He kept calling everyone else Ellie, like.
And I'm so glad he did, because now look at Ellie. And she's with someone lovely. Like, he's just... Yeah, slimy man.
Slimy man.
Slimy.
I hope Lorenzo sees the light and gets back with Jasmine.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm not rooting that for that anymore.
No.
I love Julia.
Sorry, she is a model. Did anyone see her walking in?
Oh my God.
No.
Oh.
I was like Victoria's Secret.
Wow.
It was just gas.
If I was any girl in here, I would feel threatened. Like, she is stunning. She's just hilarious. And when she turned around, she's like, I like you. I want Lorenzo and Julia. No, do you know what? Forget about Charlene and, well, no, they are either going to win. It's either Lorenzo and Julia or Charlene and Cavan.
Yeah.
Lorenzo could win it single-handedly. I love him.
I know, but him
hilarious.
And now that he has Julia on his side, like, they're going to fly it. Like,
yeah, I think they'll do really well. He's just gas, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's so dopey.
Love him.
he is. And then like they just match each other. And even when he, in his speech when he walked back in, he was like, she's just like another version of me. Like, so
he kind of seemed more confident when he came in, didn't he?
He's smiling. He seems more loose. Like, he's like, yeah, a bit sure of himself. No, I see that working now.
Okay, 100%. I hope Simba is annihilated by Angela.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And I hope she never, ever, ever goes back to him. Ever, ever, ever. Girl, please get help.
But then again, yeah, you never know, because when he did that thing, no, remember when he turned around to her way back when he said, oh, it would have been easier if me and Mika had recoupled. And then she was like really annoyed, but then turned around about 10 minutes later being like, I was only joking. So I'm like,
girl,
wait,
stand
now.
Up. Stand
yeah,
up.
Like, she wasn't some, hopefully she doesn't go back to doing that again.
But I hope he gets like a bollocking for it.
Well, justice for Angelista, because lads, she put Opie first.
Yes. Oh, stop.
He basically did the same thing. And now he, Simba, like honestly, someone, let the dogs someone, out, like, the two of them are dogs. I actually can't.
Poor Angelista. And she's only, she's just a little sweet dog. Sorry, that's only clicking with me now. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dog?
Who?
And then my final hopes and dreams is that Ellie and Finley get married and live happily ever after.
They could also be in the top three. Yeah. Top
they
four,
could,
I think.
But I just, Finley's not a strong enough character. No, like, he's well, probably quiet. In the top four, yeah. He's quiet. Like,
maybe whereas, they'll come fourth.
Like, yeah, they'll be up there. They'll be in the final.
Any more challenges you were looking forward to or anything like
just
that?
Just movie night. I can't wait for movie night.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for movie night. I hope they don't do the baby challenge.
I hate the baby challenge.
It's so annoying. There's
it's
no
so
need.
Boring.
We don't need babies going around crying. Like,
it's pointless.
It's so silly. I don't know. I don't really love when they go on dates, really.
No,
yeah,
I
they're so boring.
But what I want to see more of is actually just more of their personality. So I watched Unseen Bits for the first time the other day.
Same.
And the Unseen Bits was way better than an actual episode. And I know they have to put in... Yeah, they're just actually funny and you can see their characters. So get rid of all these shots where they're just doing a little zoom over the villa and put in the Unseen Bits.
And Fitzy actually is himself in Unseen Bits. They were so funny the other night, just sitting there watching the drama, and they made a little picnic on the ground. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was so brilliant. Funny. Him and Lola made a picnic while all the drama was unfolding and they were just there in silence.
Is it full? It's okay. We're at the end anyway, so. Sorry.
And then Lorenzo, the games. Oh yeah, when the boys were talking about the toilet paper as well. How they fold up toilet paper when they're taking it.
Oh yeah, how do you fold up toilet paper?
I think I scrunch. I think I just grab it and go.
I wrap it around my hand.
Oh God, yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks
on,
for having
I don't
us.
Know what is a fifth, sixth episode. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's just one more thing. Happy birthday to Amy.
Yeah, happy birthday, Amy.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday, Amy. Amy, it's your birthday.
Okay, thanks so much, girls. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Villa Breakfast.
I got a text.
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.